Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We were talking about the quarterback situation running down the stretch here. Yes, I see arguments to say, give Jameis Winston every game down the rest of the road. But there's another argument that I truly believe in. I want to see Dorian Thompson-Robinson get at least 1 week to work with the first team offense and see what he can do when there's actually a game plan, knowing that he is the quarterback and the starting quarterback. I don't know what week that's going to be. I don't know if the team actually thinks the season's 100,000% dead. But, you know, and if you still feel like Jameis gives you the best opportunity to win, I'm all for that. I just know all these wins move you down in the draft order, and I'm okay with that. But at the end of the day, if they don't win a lot of games, I'm not going to lose my head over it. So what to do at the quarterback position?
Well, I'm looking at the schedule right now.
Okay.
And there is no good game to put Dorian Thompson-Robinson. Okay, actually, I lied. I apologize. December 2nd at Denver, which as of right now is scheduled to be a Monday night game.
Right.
I don't know, at some point ESPN might want to consider flexing out of that thing as quickly as possible, hit that eject button.
Yes.
But you don't want to put him out there against the Steelers on Thursday Night Football. You don't want to put him out the following week against the Pittsburgh Steelers in Pittsburgh. You don't want to put him out there against the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't know, maybe December 19th at Cincinnati. Another scheduled Thursday night game that at some point I think they need to hit the eject button and get out of that.
Mm-hmm.
But then you follow that up with Miami, and then you wrap up the season in Baltimore. So there is no good stretch here where you're like, hey, let's string together three, maybe four or five starts for DTR so you can get a good barometer where he's at. And the second reason why I'm like, yeah, I don't know that this needs to be about seeing DTR. Because I think Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry and I guess Ken Dorsey, assuming he matters at this point, and you know Mike.
Why are you implying that Dorsey's dead man walking? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not implying anything. I'm just saying, okay. Does it really matter what Ken Dorsey thinks?
Probably not. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Okay.
You know, as far as like a decision making process with the front office, right?
Mm-hmm.
So. I don't think Ken Dorsey's up there picking personnel at this point, but Kevin Stefanski weighs in. Certainly Andrew Berry's weighing in, right? They already know what they have. They know if this guy knows the playbook. They know what his physical plus minuses are. They know his on the field plus minuses. They know his practice plus minus. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, no, I hear you.
So like, if he doesn't get an extended look, I don't know that people need to like be all upset and freaking out about
the only time that would happen, Daryl, I think, is if they let him go, they move on from him, and then he becomes some a huge success somewhere else.
Well,
that's the only time anyone's. And I mean, what are the odds of that? I don't know. I just don't know.
How many former Browns quarterbacks have gone on to be this big, massive success? Only one comes to mind right now.
Baker is the only guy that's somewhat of a success.
And let's be and. I've said it time and time again. Good for Baker that he's killing it in Tampa. I just think that he had to go through that process in his life where, you know, the Browns traded him to Carolina, the Panthers released him, he ended up in Los Angeles, and then he ends up in, like, I feel like he had to go through that in his professional career and to some degree, like, you know, personally, mm-hmm. To have those failures, if you will. That has made him a better player and better professional today for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I don't think a continual timeline with the Cleveland Browns would mean that Baker would be doing for the Browns what he's doing for the Buccaneers, if that makes sense. So
no, I totally get it. Yeah.
So
it's almost like
I hesitate to do though. Hey, look what Baker's doing down in Tampa. Boy, the Browns really blew that one, right?
It's like watching Marvel's What If series. It's the same thing, right? It's different timeline.
Exactly. So, you know, and this is the struggle the Browns find themselves in. It's the never-ending struggle going all the way back to 1999. They can't find the quarterback. They've taken chances on guys. They've gone the retread veteran route. They've gone the first round draft pick route. They've gone the throw some you know what against the wall and pray it sticks route. And the you know like they've done everything you can do, right? And then they went to the whatever it takes to get Deshaun Watson to become a Cleveland Brown. We are willing to sacrifice everything and anything to make that happen. And they did. And guess what's happened there? It's bit them in the backside in the most unimaginable way, to where it now is going to hamstring this franchise for the next couple of years, potentially, depending how this whole thing gets handled, depending how healthy he is. You know, a guy that hasn't played since 2020 has had two season-ending injuries that have required surgery. Like, those are not great metrics for this guy coming back in 2025 and being the missing piece to your puzzle. You know what I mean? Like, that's not me dogging on Deshaun. That's not me hating on Deshaun. That's me being realistic about the whole situation at this point, right?
Right.
So, yeah, hopefully he comes back healthy or whatever, but I don't know if I'm the Browns, considering the reaction of the fan base when he did get hurt, right, and all that. Like, I don't know if you can trot him back out there again as a Cleveland Brown. So, the options for quarterback next year, you're going to be looking at the scrap heap again. Yeah, because you can't really afford to maybe pay someone. You have to get economical with it a little bit. Hope you strike lightning in a bottle. I don't know what that looks like. You know, Joe Flacco has kind of poured a cold bucket of water on the "we wish Joe Flacco was still here" brigade.
Yeah, that happened. Yep.
So with the Colts going back to Anthony Richardson, so like it's a lot easier for us to like talk about the situation than it is, I think, for the Browns to actually find a solution to the situation. I have no idea what it looks like. What I am confident in saying is Deshaun should not be part of the future of this football team when they're planning. They should plan to deal with this contract however they have to deal with it and within the rules of the collective bargaining agreement and whatnot. But I don't. To me, he's not the future. Andrew Berry's going to have to.
Let me throw this question at you really quick.
This was a 10-year thing.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.